Good morning. If you'd open your Bible to the book of Ephesians that was read moments ago, I titled the lesson this morning, The Will of the Lord, and this is really part one. Next week I'll do part two to this, coming from another section of Scripture, another angle, but we need to talk about the will of the Lord, and we need to be a people that are concerned about the will of the Lord. If you look back with me in Ephesians chapter 5, look at verse 17. He says, "So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Don't be foolish. Do you know it is foolishness to not to want to understand and follow the will of the Lord? When you talk about that word foolish, we're talking about where your mind loses reason, your mind loses perception of what is really going on with you. That's foolishness. When you don't recognize the position that you put yourself into, you know, by not understanding the will, it's foolishness. Actually, if you and I aren't interested in understanding the will of the Lord, do you know that you open up your heart to all sorts of evil to come in? That's how foolish that we become. And most people aren't even aware of that, but it's a foolish reaction to not do it. And so you and I need to be wise. You and I need to understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, this morning, over in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, I want to address two groups of people in particular. First, I want to talk to the children. You'll see that in just a second. And second, I want to talk to the rest of us, because it's going to apply too. The first one I want to talk to is I want to talk to the children. This would include young adults. I want to address understanding the will of the Lord. I want to address any of you that are being supported by your parents. You may be a child living at home. I'm talking to you. If you can understand me, this applies to you. If you may be a college-age student and you may be off to school, you may not be living at home all the time, but if your parents support you, you need to understand what the will of the Lord is. You know, it's pretty amazing that the Lord expects simple things from you children that are being supported by family, by parents. And the first thing He says to us in chapter 6, verse 1, He says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Well, that's pretty simple, isn't it? I mean, you can't go wrong. If you want to understand the will of the Lord, the will of the Lord is obey your parents because it's right. You see that little phrase, "in the Lord"? That little phrase, "in the Lord," actually modifies obey. In other words, it actually says, "In the Lord, obey your parents." It's the modifier. Because it's right. Did you know to not obey your parents is wrong? Did you know to not obey your parents is absolute foolishness? We know it by a different term. It's called rebellion. And children, you don't want to be rebellious, because that's not right, that's foolishness, and it's going to bring a lot of bad into your life. I want to give you a quick illustration about not obeying the Lord and show you what happens. And keep this mark. We'll come right back in just a moment. Come back to 1 Samuel chapter 15. You'll find 1 Samuel back there right before 1 and 2 Kings. 1 Samuel chapter 15. In 1 Samuel 15, King Saul, king of Israel, anointed by God, King Saul is told by God, I want you to go to the Amalekites. And the Amalekites are such an ungodly, they're just hideous in the sight of God with their ungodly actions. They've lost their right to live on this earth. God saw it. They got so evil and corrupt. And God told King Saul, you go and I want you to utterly destroy everything that's tied to the Amalekites. I want you to destroy the people. I want you to destroy all the goods and the animals because they're detestable to me. Well, King Saul goes on the mission. But when King Saul comes back, he spares King Agag of the Amalekites. They bring back the best of the animals and a lot of the precious goods. And that's what they present. And now Samuel is a prophet of God. Samuel comes to King Saul, and God wants some answers out of this deal. If you look down at verse 18, 1 Samuel 15, 18. He said, and the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are exterminated. Verse 19. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but rushed upon the spoil and did what is evil in the sight of the Lord? Then Saul said to Samuel, I did obey the voice of the Lord, and went on the mission which the Lord sent me, and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the choices of things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Why did you do this? I did obey. You did? God said to utterly destroy. I want you to listen to what God wanted. I did obey. We just brought back some of the good things so we can make a sacrifice to God and tell God how much we love Him. It sounds reasonable. The problem is that when you don't understand the will of the Lord and you don't put yourself in a position to obey the Lord, you open yourself up to all sorts of delusions in your mind. And King Saul is deluded to tell Samuel, I did it. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. And it, what would be better than to offer God these sacrifices? Well, notice where he takes it from there, verse 22. Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. What does the Lord want? I want you to obey me. Yeah, but we're going to give you a sacrifice. I don't want your sacrifices. It's better to obey me than anything else that you could come offer me. Offer me your heart by being obedient. That's what I want. That's all God ever wanted. Well, look at verse 23. He says, for rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you've rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. Now I want you to notice, rebellion is as the sin of divination. You know how God, what level he puts rebellion on? Divination is sorcery. Divination is witchcraft. Sorcery and witchcraft are an abomination to God. And he said, you know what? If you rebel, it's just like you're practicing witchcraft in the eyes of the Lord. It's the same as. That's an abomination. And so when we talk about what is the will of God, what does the will of God want from you, young people, you children? I want you to obey. I want you to obey my voice. Because if you don't obey, that's rebellion, and rebellion is as the sin of divination, of witchcraft. And God, you know what he told the people to do? You destroy anybody that practices witchcraft, because I detest that among my people. Well, we're learning real quick, children, that when Paul writes back over here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, and he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. This is right. It is right to obey your parents. It's always right. That word obey, if you looked up the word, here's how it would be identified. It means literally to hear under. But obedience or obeying doesn't mean just to hear under. It means to hear under and respond. And so when he talks about obey, you need to hear and you need to do what you heard. That's obeying, and that's what he wants. You know, here comes mom and dad, and they come in and they say, I need you to clean your room. Your favorite words, isn't it? But you know, they want you to clean your room. An hour goes by, they come back, children, and your room, you hadn't even touched it. Now, you know what they're going to ask you? Did you hear what I said? Well, yeah, they heard you. They didn't obey you because they didn't do. And the reason a parent asks their children, did you hear me? It isn't because they don't think your ears aren't open. They see your response. And we need to be wise and understand the will of the Lord. And the will of the Lord is, children, obey. I want you to hear when your parents say something, and I want you to respond by doing what they ask you to do. That's what the Lord expects from you. You know, it's real simple. The Lord doesn't place a lot of burden on our young people, on our children. He's not placing burden on you. He's saying, this is simple life. I just want you to obey your parents. That's what the Lord expects, because that's the right thing to do. If you don't obey, you're rejecting. You are rejecting the will of God. And now that comes to this question. Do you want to live with the Lord eternally? You can't rebel against the will of God and expect to end up in heaven with God. And so he says, this is what I want. I want you to listen and do, and I will bless your life. And you'll see that play out in just a few moments. You know, when you go back and you read like Luke chapter 2 and verse 51, Jesus is 12 years old. You know, it's kind of hard for us to think that Jesus was actually 12 years old. But Jesus was 12. He was a teenager. And it said in Luke 2:51 that Jesus continued in subjection to his parents. Continued. Throughout his teen years, you know what Jesus did? As long as he was under his parents' guidance, he was in subjection to them. He obeyed. And you know what's even more amazing and incredible about Jesus? Joseph wasn't even his father. Think about that one. It was God, the Holy Spirit, who caused Jesus to be born within Mary. And yet here's Jesus doing the will of God. As a young man, as a teenager, he remained in subjection to the family. Well, you know, sometimes children, and I need you to hear me good, sometimes children, your parents are going to ask you to do something, and the words are going to fly out of your mouth, that's not fair. That's not fair. Well, let me tell you why you say that. Number one, because you don't want to obey. And number two, because you want it to be your way you're going to try to use that to control the situation. It is fair. Instead of being selfish, young people, instead of being selfish, that's not fair. No, you need to obey your parents in the Lord. That's the right thing to do. If you don't, that's being foolish, and you're opening your life and your heart to a lot of evil to be invited in. Now, let me tell you this, and if you haven't discovered it yet, children, us parents make mistakes. Do you know that? Now, you may say, oh yeah, they make them all the time. Well, that's selfish on your part too, because you haven't lived long enough to understand a whole lot. And sometimes young people act like they've got the world by the tail. They act like they've got all the answers in life, and they know it. Well, I'll tell you this, young people. There's not a parent sitting in here this morning listening to what the Lord needs us to do. Every parent has your best interest at heart. I will sit here and stand before you and promise you that. They're going to make mistakes. And they're going to come up short sometime. But I want to tell you that the mistake that they made is not because they're trying to hurt you. They're trying to protect you. You know, I remind people, and I've reminded my children, I've been where you are. You've never been where I am. I've been through that. I had a miserable teen years. I had a miserable 20s. And you know where it was all stemmed from? Because I didn't obey. I rebelled. The spirit of divination, it's of that. I was rebellious, and it cost me so much. I've been where you are. And I'll tell you, if you just obey and just simply follow this real simple instruction from the Lord, this is the right thing to do. This is all I ask you to do. This is all I expect. Just obey your parents. Because they have your best interest too. And the Lord said, that's my will. That's simple. And just understand what that is. That's all I ask of you, is obey your parents and the Lord. Because it's right. The second group I want to talk to, I told you it's the rest of us. Well, the second part of this is going to apply to you who have left home. To those of us who have started our own homes and our own families, as well as the children we just addressed are going to be. So, you know, I'm going to talk to the rest of us from here on out. This is all of us together. And there's an expectation from the Lord in the second part of this. And I want you to begin with me in verse 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. Honor your father and mother. This is a quote out of Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. You know, when you go back and you look at Exodus 20, brethren, you know what you find? That's the fifth commandment. The fifth commandment that Moses received from God on Mount Sinai. And it was written down on tablets of stone. And he says, honor your father and mother. And Paul, an inspired apostle, he takes the fifth commandment from way back under there, under law, and he brings it over and he places it right in the middle of the new covenant that you and I are under in Jesus. And you know what he asks us to do under that new covenant? He asks us to honor our mothers and our fathers. I want you to honor them. Now, children, when you obey your parents, did you know that you're honoring your parents then by doing that? That's one way that you and I can honor. You know, when you show your parents some kindness, did you know that's honoring your parents? Sometimes when you just give them a call and check in on them, that's honoring your parents. Sometimes when you show them the respect, just be respectful to them, that's the way you honor your parents. And we all need to honor our parents. The term honor means to esteem, to value highly. Well, you may be sitting there thinking, Brent, you don't know my past. You don't know my parents. You don't know what kind of people they were as I grew up. They're not worthy of honor. Maybe your parents might have been alcoholics. Maybe your parents were drug users. Maybe your parents, you know, you felt like that they abandoned you. Maybe your parents, they may have been mean to you. Let me tell you something. They're still your God-given parents. And you're expected by the Lord to honor them. No matter what happened in your past. It's not about what they did. It's about the will of the Lord. And the will of the Lord is what? Honor your mother and father, because I will tell you this, even if they were all of those bad things, they did feed you. They did give you a place where you could stay and grow. And if nothing else, they deserve your honor just for that. And you and I need to honor our parents, because today, where you are in your life, if when you were a child, they started back there. They gave you the provisions that got you to your age that you are today. And the Lord said, I want you to honor your mother and father. You know, there's a reason to honor them. One reason is that you actually learned more from your mother and father than you discovered on your own. You think about that. You learned more from them than you discovered. You need to honor your father and mother, you know, because sometimes in your home, you may have come out of a good home, and your parents showed you how to sacrifice for the family. Maybe you had a dad that worked hard. Maybe you had a mother that just was always busy in preparing the things that are needed in the home for food and to make sure you had clean clothes and those kind of, show them some honor because of that. Maybe your mother and father, you came out of a godly home and they showed you God. They showed you the Bible. They showed you the preciousness of the church to Jesus. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother because why? They had to live sometimes with your immaturity. Honor your father and mother because they had to live with your mood swings. They had to live with your selfishness. They had to live with your demands. They endured you. I know mine endured me. You need to honor them because of that. You need to honor your father and mother because you said, well, my parents were bad. You know what? At least they taught you the path not to walk. Thought about that one? Well, I don't want to walk the path they walk. Then honor them and thank them. Thank God that He showed you through them. That's not the way I want to go. So there was some value there. You need to honor them. And you need to honor your mother and father because God calls you and me to do that. That's the will of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16, God told the people, cursed is the one who dishonors his father and mother. Can you imagine God sending a curse on you? To not honor your father and mother will bring about a curse. And God see to it. Well, back in verse 2 of Ephesians 6, he says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Out of the 10 commandments, I told you a while ago this was the 5th commandment. This was the first commandment out of the 10 that God attached a promise to. He promises. And that attachment still is pulled over under the new covenant in Jesus that we have. And this is what he wants us to be. And so here's what he's brought over into Christ Jesus. He says, verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Here's the promise, verse 3. So that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Children, the rest of us adults, but children, I want to back up to you for just a second. Why are so many of our young people miserable? They're not happy. Because you see, God attached a promise. God attached a promise. We were singing a song a while ago, and I was thinking of the words. There, and the words were laws which cannot be broken. We just sang it. And I thought, there are laws which cannot be broken. And one of the laws are this. If you do not obey, or you do not obey, or you do not honor your mother and father, it will not be well with you in your life. And you need to mark that down right now. You want to be unhappy? You want to be miserable? You want to have things to dwell on you that God can bring into your life that will not be good? You just don't honor your mother and father. He says, so that it may be well with you. That is a guarantee by God. You honor your mother and father, and God will make sure it goes well with you. But the second promise, and that you may live long on the earth. Wow. Now, I've heard this preached before by people, not here, okay? Don't get me wrong. I've heard this preached before, and people try to explain that away. Did you know it means exactly what it says? God is the one that allots you the years of life. They're written in the scroll of the book, Psalm 139 tells us. You know what? You want to extend your years? You honor your father and mother. You obey them. You want to cut your years on this earth short? You just don't honor. You just don't obey your parents. But especially if you don't honor your mother and father, you are actually bringing God and inviting Him to cut my years short, cut my life short. And that's the promise that He attaches. You know, you and I need to be careful. I know many of you have lost your parents. Mine are aged. You know, they don't have much time left. But I can tell you that those of you who have lost your parents in talking to you, you wish they were here to honor, to respect. For those of you whose parents are here, the Lord wants you to honor them. Life will go much better. Things will go well, and you're extending your time on earth. You know, I've prayed many a time that God forgive for my foolishness of my years gone by, that it doesn't cost me the years that I have on this earth. Now let me throw another thing on the side, and the lesson will be yours. Those of you who are not married and will be looking to get married down the road, just a little bit of advice. When you're looking for a mate, look for a mate that obeys their parents and honors their mother and father. Because you know one thing, the promises that are attached to it, that one individual you're looking at that is obedient to their parents, that honors their mother and father, you know that it's going to go well with them. You go marry somebody that's dishonorable to their parents, you go marry somebody that disobeys their parents, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to step into a marriage and it's not going to go real well, and there's going to be a lot of turmoil. Marriage is tough enough on its own, but then to have the hand of God against you too, So that's just a bit of advice. You know, it would be a great, wonderful thing. Young people, start looking. That person that you're running with, that person that has your heart right now, are they a people that obey, honor? Ooh, there's a great characteristic in looking for a mate, isn't it? Because you can rest assured they care about the things of God. And you need to also. I've known many a young person that when they become rebellious and they end up marrying somebody that's rebellious, and you look at their marriages today, it's not good. I've rarely seen a good one. Now, if there's repentance, that would change things. But you and I have some direct responses from the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor all of us. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. May God grant us that, and may you have a heart to do the will of God.